Hi, this is Kenneth John of Freedom Rings. Join me every Monday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for a spirited discussion of the issues of the day. Are you sick of the same tired positions the liberals and conservatives make? Check out a fresh perspective on Freedom Rings, Monday mornings from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Right here on AM 1410 WRMN. Give me liberty or give me death. You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating provides superior service for painting, full finishing, wallpapering, plastering, and drywall taping. No interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Derek. How you doing?
I'm alive.
So the good news is that the football season's over for the Bears.
Yeah, for us anyway. After yesterday,
another sad day. Sad day, Larry. Oh, boy. Well, hopefully next year the injury situation won't be so bad.
Yeah, we had last year.
I know.
The year before that.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously we need a little more support cast, you know. So more depth, I guess, would be the term. Especially at offensive line. But, yeah, I mean, you don't normally get your quarterback, linebacker, and free safety knocked out almost all season all in the same time. That's not good. So it'll be better next year, I'm sure. All right, let's move on to the stupid or outrageous regulation of the week. And this one, well, we've talked about before, but I think it's every once in a while it's time to remind people of these things that happen. And that would be the mandatory minimum sentences. 25-year-old Weldon Angelo celebrated Christmas in federal prison last year, just like he'll do every year until he's 80. Last month, Angelos was sentenced to 55 years in prison for, what was this dastardly deed? Was it murder? Rape? Armed robbery, even? No. 55 years in prison for selling marijuana to undercover police officers. As U.S. District Judge Paul Kessel pointed out at sentencing, that's more time than he would have received if he had hijacked an airplane, 25 years, beaten someone to death in a fight, 13 years, or raped a 10-year-old child, 11 years. In fact, the maximum sentence for all those crimes combined is less than the federal mandatory minimum sentence for a drug felony involving a gun. Now, Angelos was carrying a gun at the time of his arrest, although he never brandished it or threatened anyone. The assistant U.S. attorney prosecuting the case justified putting Angelos a first-time offender, and father of two, behind bars for 55 years by saying that he was a, quote, purveyor of poison, unquote, who got what he deserved. Poison, of course, is marijuana and has never killed anyone. Meanwhile, you've got FDA approved and regulated drugs that are killing people every day out there. What is wrong with this picture? No, that's just one example of many that could be given. This is, by the way, information from the Marijuana Policy Project. It's just totally insane, folks. We have more people in prison in the United States of America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, per capita than anywhere else in the world. I wonder if any of you neoconservative types out there can explain that to me. We're fighting the war in Iraq for freedom, says our gallant president. What kind of freedom is that? The freedom to incarcerate more of your own citizens at a higher rate than Russia or China or South Africa or Iran for even or Syria? Is that the freedom we're fighting for, folks? The concept of America as free and as a beacon of freedom for the rest of the world is an illusion, folks. And a delusion, for that matter. It doesn't exist. It exists only on paper, the paper of a flimsy constitutional paper, on the paper of some history books and social studies books in the government school system that mouth these platitudes about freedom and justice and equality and democracy. It's all smoke and mirrors, folks. In Ukraine, when the election result is different than what the polls had predicted, there was massive demonstrating and massive accusations of vote fraud, so the Supreme Court actually held a new election. In this country, when that happens, if you start to talk about vote fraud, you're a kook. You're a third-party kook. Things are seldom what they seem, folks, and the neoconservatives are masquerading freedom with what is really is a global fascism in this country. And it's time we woke up and saw what is happening. The State Department is trying to determine how we can detain people forever, for all their lives, without ever charging them with a crime. Even if the Supreme Court has continually put that down, well, at least about as far as U.S. citizens are concerned. So I guess if you're not a U.S. citizen, then we can just run rampant over any kind of human rights that you might think you might have. The U.S. government doesn't have enough evidence to charge these people with a crime, so they're just going to detain them forever. Does anybody see anything wrong with that picture of America? That picture that supposedly is the land of the free? I, for one, as a child in the government school system, believed all that stuff. Believed that the Constitution was for real, that it guaranteed our rights, and that America was the beacon of hope, the beacon of freedom in the world. The shining example on the hill. Call me naive, I really believe that. And that's why I'm here today, folks. That's why I've been here for now about 6 years. Because I still have that dream that we could get back to that. Yes, there were problems in the past. But the answer should never have been to equalize slavery instead of equalizing freedom, which is what has happened in this country. We're all equal slaves. No, it's not necessarily whips and chains that hold us down. It's a little more sophisticated than that. You know, things are different every era, every generation.
lifts and chains wouldn't work today because people would be aware that they're living in slavery. So instead we have a tax system that confiscates your income to the tune of 40% of it per year or more for most people. A regulatory system that's moving closer and closer to what was the status in Nazi Germany or Soviet Union, where whatever is forbidden is mandatory, whatever is not forbidden is mandatory. Makes a mockery of what freedom is all about. Well, we have freedom to control our neighbors. Is that? I think that's what some soccer moms out there, or security moms, I guess that's the new term these days. What security moms believe is what freedom is freedom to control your neighbors through more laws being passed all the time. As we have, what, another 138 laws passed in Illinois that went into effect over the weekend, including moving in the wrong direction as far as mandatory age for students. Now it went from 16 to 17. So we're going to force people in these government institutions of indoctrination for even one more year. Another step towards fascism and the police state, folks. Government schools don't, for the most part, do not educate. They indoctrinate to the extent they do anything. And all we need is another law just to force them to be in there even longer. Oh, that'll cure all our problems, won't it? We are going to have an open line today. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Give us a call. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
We are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We do have Jeff on the line. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Happy New Year, Kenneth.
Happy New Year. Have a very happy, prosperous, and liberty-laden New Year.
Amen to that. You're a well-spoken patriot there.
Yeah, I'm avoiding the term safe at all costs.
But you didn't make any New Year's resolutions, like...
Actually, I didn't. I usually do, and it's a practice of futility, so I didn't even bother this year.
Exactly. You know, every time I plan with something, I never get it, so what the heck. Hey, listen, you brought up some good stuff there in the beginning of your beginning monologue there. You know, the dope thing, the more I look into it, the more I wonder, you know, what this country is doing with this. They're so stupid that the government, it's, you know, you're not, that guy, that article you were reading about, how he's in there for life, basically.
Right.
I've heard other scenarios like that in the past.
Right.
And you know, read it through other papers, but, and seen it on TV. I think it's a joke.
Do these, I really want to know, do these neoconservatives who push these kind of, this kind of legislation and security amounts, do they really believe that someone who sells marijuana that has never killed anybody is more dangerous than rapists and murderers and hijackers?
No, but, you know, I'll throw something at you. Mothers Against Drunk Driving,
with an apt acronym.
Well, you know, they're doing
MAD.
A good job. Yeah, MAD, exactly. They do a good job of, you know, what they're about and getting the word out and things like that.
Yeah,
but they're not forcing the issue.
They do more than that, though, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. But the point being, here's this problem. If the way the younger generation is now, and I don't remember it being so much when I was growing up as a kid, because I think we're about the same age, but when we went to college, we didn't party like they do now. I mean, it's twice as bad. I've been down to U of I. I've been down to,
I graduated from U of I. There was some heavy partying going on when I went to school there.
Well,
my friend.
Okay.
Maybe if they're partying even harder now. I don't know.
Maybe it's me, but it just seems like it's gotten bigger. Or
yeah.
It's gotten more. More people are doing it, more things are happening. I know two friends of mine that have kids in that school down there,
mm-hmm.
and both of them are flunking out. They
yeah.
were grade A students when they left. They got scholarships.
Right.
And they're in their junior year, and guess what? They're flunking two-thirds of their classes.
And you point out the probable reason. The thing about big universities is there are so many distractions. If you don't have the self-discipline, to go to your classes, go to your quiz sections, do your homework, the whole bit. It's very easy to flunk out.
Exactly. And the smart ones are the ones who don't get involved in that as much and control their intake and do what they got to do. The point I'm bringing, if you do this with pot, all right, if you do this with marijuana, I know people that I grew up with that smoke it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
They're 50 years old. They still smoke it, and some of them are okay. Some of them, most of them, if not all of them, are not when it comes to marriage.
I know. Vice presidents of corporations and six-figure lawyers who do more than pot, who do coke on a regular basis.
Sure.
And they know how to handle it. It doesn't necessarily follow just because you take drugs that you're a drug addict.
No.
I'm not promoting the use of drugs, but we need a more realistic attitude towards the whole thing.
Exactly. If you're going to hold somebody responsible for something, do it in an appropriate manner. You don't try to make it. I mean, it's one up the other. The guy that's the dealer out on the thing, I still don't get it. If you're selling the drugs, you still shouldn't get as much as a murderer. All right.
Yeah, let's get our priorities in shape here.
Unless, I'll throw this at you, unless this is a legal stipulation here, a legal binding thing, if this person, say somebody, you know, they caught somebody selling drugs, and that same person was responsible for selling it to somebody who either overdosed or did something while they were incoherent on this drug, then it's a different story. All right, then if they can tie the two together
mm-hmm.
and make it, then it should be about, like, say, for instance, somebody that had a gun that knew that they were going to use it for something other than legal use, gave it to them, you know, basically, or, say, driving a car without a license, they knew they didn't have a license, that kind of situation. If you could tack on, that would be it. But if you're just selling and there's no, you know, legal, you know, you're not, I guess what I'm saying here is that unless you can prove somebody did bodily harm,
right,
that one person, you shouldn't half the time with that kind of lawsuit. But, all right, now if he's a repeat offender, that's a different story. All right.
Well, I see, you say repeat offender. I think that adults, free adults in America, should be able to choose what they ingest in their body. Period.
Well,
if you're really free, you should have the choice of what kind of medicine or what kind of, and all medicines are drugs.
Well, how do you feel about drunk drivers? See,
that if somebody, here's my position on drunk driving. See, I believe in the validity and efficacy and morality and the moral way of doing things of common law. And in common law, there's a crime called assault. Okay? And assault is what people think of battery. A battery is battery, you know, hitting somebody. Assault is a threat. Okay? If there's an imminent threat out there, I'm driving on the highway and there's somebody that's weaving around, obviously is not in control of his or her vehicle. They are committing assault on the highway. They are
exactly.
A threat, an imminent threat. They should be able to be pulled over and arrested for whatever reason that they're doing that.
Exactly.
And if they're inebriated, fine. Then get them for driving while intoxicated.
Exactly.
But these roadblocks are not the way to go. Banning alcohol, of course, didn't work, and wouldn't be right even if it did work to ban it.
I don't know about the roadblock thing, but
the roadblock is you can't have in a free country, Jeff. You can't have a system whereby you are detaining innocent people, and that's what roadblocks do. They detain innocent people.
Well, you know, I'm probably more freewheeling. I'm more, you know, things don't bother me that much when it comes to something like that. I'm more than willing to.
No, but that's you. But what about your fellow man that does care about? Who does care about that?
I can see that. Okay, but here's the point I'm trying to bring. All right. In a freewheeling society, in the way that society is, there's got to be some form of regulation, or I shouldn't say regulation. It's not a way. I'm
consequences.
Trying to think of a way
you're talking about consequences or accountability, are you not?
Both.
The law, the common law, provides for consequences and accountability. It does.
People,
that's the way to do it. Not prior regulation, which harms the innocent.
There's a couple of laws on the book now. If people would have adhered to some common sense, you know, maybe we wouldn't have them. One is the no seatbelt law. And I'll argue till I'm blue in the face with this, because I used to be a paramedic. I could tell you exactly what goes on out there. And to this day, it saddens me that people still, you know, and a lot of people, you know, seatbelts do save lives. Sometimes they don't. You know, if you look at the percentage of how many people have been saved, you know, you talk to any fireman.
And as we talked about before, seatbelt laws do not save lives. They do the opposite.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, right. I disagree with you on this, because I've been there and done that. The point being, you shouldn't have to be dictated.
Right.
Like you say,
right.
You shouldn't have to be dictated. You can and you can't do
right.
that. Because it makes you
right.
feel like you're a little kid and your parents are telling you,
right.
you know. And I can see where you guys are coming from, all right? But the problem is, we're in society today, anything goes. Anything goes. There's a stupid way of doing something. Somebody will find it, they'll do it, and it only took about one or two people probably to make it, you know, it's a small minority of people to make things bad on everybody else. You know,
because people don't have a grounding in proper justice and proper law. In philosophy. That's the problem. People need to be reeducated. I gotta move on, Jeff. I really appreciate your call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for your call. All right, let's move on, and we have Mike. Hi, Mike.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm enjoying the program. I'm glad to see you're educating Jeff on, you know, the facts of life, because, you know, he was born in California, and I don't think he's quite grown out of that yet, but...
The land of fruits and nuts?
Yeah, because, you know, on one side of the coin, he wants everybody to have freedom, but on the other side of the coin, he wants everybody to wear a seatbelt if the government says so.
Well, I think he recognizes there should be a law, at least, so he's moving in the right direction.
Well, that's the whole thing, and the biggest thing is, you know, we have the government schools, which we know don't educate, they indoctrinate, they just teach you to follow good orders right off the cliff.
Absolutely.
But anyways, I just want to talk to you about our little friends here at the iPads, you know, as you know, your sister's station in the South has been taken over by the liberals, because last week I called in and was, they had a gentleman from the Illinois Tolls Association on there talking about the increased tolls. And how it's going to affect everybody if you buy the, you know, thing or buy a little iPad pod, your toll rolls won't go up. But if you don't use it regularly or just occasionally and you don't have it, you're going to pay twice as much as everybody else. And that's because they have to have the people out in the booths collecting the tolls, and it costs them more money. And I called and asked a simple question, going, well, if a person's using the road 5 days a week, aren't they putting more wear and tear on it than the one person uses it twice a year? So wouldn't it make sense to raise the toll for those people to twice the amount because they use the road more? And, of course, you know, it's kind of poo-poo that, you know, that thought never crossed their mind, but I'm against tolls altogether because I figured we're getting triple taxed on the road, you know, between the tax money you pay for the gas, license plate on your vehicle, the driver's license you have in your wallet, and then the toll they charge you, that's four taxes.
Yeah.
Not including the sales tax on the car and the tires, and, you know, we could go down the list for days on this.
Right.
But, you know, my suggestion was to the gentleman, you know, he's saying, well, you know, if you don't want to pay the double the fee, you know, just get the iPad. And I go, yeah, and then...
Make a big brother.
Month or a year from now, when you start issuing tickets, because I'm doing 57 instead of 55, and you can find me from toll booth to toll booth, and you know if I'm doing a speed limit, it takes X amount of minutes to get there. All of a sudden, now, hell, them speed tickets start showing up. Well, you and I both know you're not going to be able to fight that in court because you're going to say the computer says. And
What did he say? Did you mention that to him?
Well, yeah.
What did he say to that?
Oh, no, we're never going to do that. And I brought up the part.
Well, from my understanding is, Mike, and I haven't seen it firsthand. I've only heard the secondhand, that when you sign the agreement for the iPad, it warns you that they have that surveillance ability and that they can use it.
Right.
So, for them to say, "Oh, we never do that," that's your just typical government lies.
Right. Well, another caller before me brought up the fact that when they put tolls in, they told us that it was just to tell the roads were paid for.
Well, right. As soon as the bonds are paid off, they're all freeways. That's what they said.
Exactly. And somebody else called him before me and brought that up, and he's kind of like, "Well, you know, we've had maintenance costs and expansion projects and all that got to be paid for, and, you know, the state doesn't want to pay for it."
To a certain extent, that might be true, but that's not what this was sold on.
Well, that was the whole point I was trying to bring to him, and then finally I told him, I said, well, you know, if you want your money from me, I got a solution. I'm going to put bags of pennies, I'm going to measure them out, count them out, and put them on the seat next to me, and I'll sit there as long as it takes for the machine to count them, because I figure if you get, you know, 20 million pennies a day, and you got to cart those things around, how much is that going to cost you? And, of course, the host cut in down there because he believes no such thing as a bad tax or government expansion. But, you know, they basically...
Whoa, the host said there's no such thing as a bad tax?
Well, that's his opinion if you've ever listened to the radio.
No, I never listened. I never listened, to be honest with you. But that person actually said there's no such thing as a bad tax?
No, he just basically poo-pooed my whole thought because, you know, I was basically on the lines of our founding fathers through the sea and the harbor. My result is simple. You're going to get your money, but you're going to get it in pennies. If you refuse the money, which is legal tender, then tow my truck out of the toll booth. I said, because if you're not going to accept the legal coin of the crown...
There are a lot of people... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. And there are a lot of people out there that are really upset about this. This is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well,
because we have our friend John who calls in and says we should all just go the speed limit. Always, and that would be a good... protest, because, you know, unless it's congested, going the speed limit would really slow things down.
Well, you know, Atlanta State Trooper would come along and give you a ticket for obstructing traffic.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, see, they got you coming going, don't they?
Right, you know, and then if you go to the, you know, flow of traffic, they give you a speeding ticket. So no matter what you do, you're going to get bumped, you know. I offered a judge one time, I pulled my wallet out, and I said, how much do I got to pay you to make all this stuff go away? And he just looked at me like he'd been hit with a stick. I go, what's the difference between paying a fine? Because I got a speeding ticket. I tried to have him throw me in jail for it. Because I told him I don't have the money for the fine. He's like, well, you have to pay the fine. I said, well, Your Honor, I don't have the money. So you obviously, if I've committed a crime, you must put me in jail. How many days do I have to serve to pay off my crime? He goes, well, it's not a jailable offense. And I'm like, well, sir, if it's not a jailable offense, it's nothing more than a bribe. In that case, how much do I have to pay you to make this whole thing go away? Needless to say, the courtroom got a pretty good sticker out of that.
So yeah, I bet.
Maybe with contempt or whatever, but like I told him, I said, I'm a dad trying to provide for my children. You know, like I told the officer who gave me the ticket, I had a misfunctioning speedometer on the vehicle. I was taking to the repair shop. I had a repair ticket right there saying that I had the malfunction fixed. But, they didn't want to hear that. I was doing 12 miles and over, doing 57 and a 45 or whatever. And I was going with the flow of traffic, but I just happened to get pulled out. But, so much for the law.
Mike, thanks for your input today. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good job down there educating Jeff and a few more million Americans, and maybe we'll get our country back without having to shed any blood for it.
All right, great. Thanks, buddy. All right, we're here at 847-931-1410. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. 847-931-1410. Open line. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-4000.
847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
We are back with Freedom Rings, and let's go right to the open line phone. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, unfortunately, I don't get a chance to listen all the time, so I haven't heard the update on your seatbelt thing yet.
I think the next hearing, I believe, is the 15th or 16th of January. I have a feeling that's going to be continued.
Could, I just, on a constitutional issue of this, since you're supposed to have the right to a speedy trial, this has been going on for, what, a year?
Over a year, year and a half. Well, the thing is, the way the courts have ruled is as long as there are pretrial motions being argued, the clock doesn't start, supposedly.
Well, that's what the court says. Now, what does the Constitution say?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say because, I mean, it hasn't been all the one side. I mean, most of it has. Most of it has been delaying tactics on the other side. But, you know, some of it's been from our side, too.
So,
to be honest with you, that's not a main concern of mine. My main concern, first of all, is to guarantee my right to trial by jury without paying a non-refundable fee for it. That is my constitutional right, to have a jury trial.
And, I would think so, yeah.
And you can't. And the Supreme Court has ruled that you cannot, no government unit can charge anybody for exercising a constitutional right.
And I assume they're trying to tag you with that? Is that?
Yeah, they want $137.50, non-refundable, whether I win or not, fee in order to obtain a jury trial. And it's just outrageous.
Well, yeah, it is kind of, yeah. I mean, if they wouldn't have brought you up on this stupid thing to begin with, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, exactly right. It's wasting a lot of people's time and money. And but I guess that's what the system's all about, isn't it?
Well, I just thought I already put my 2 cents in earlier today about this iPass deal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into Juul to buy one of these things, you just go in and buy it. There's nothing indicating that you have to provide any information or anything else, any of this, you know, your driver's license and anything. So I'm wondering if I just took this thing back to Juul saying, I don't agree with this, do I get my $50 back?
Well, I'm sure you don't.
Well,
I'm sure you don't, and I'm sure the iPad, the thing, wherever, whatever you, isn't there something you sign when you buy the thing?
No, the only thing I signed was my credit card statement that I paid for.
Oh, is that right? Well, there must be some kind of statement that you have to read or you're supposed to read or provide. Nothing, really.
Nothing. She gave me the box. She says, here's your credit card receipt. Sign this for me.
Mm.
I signed John Q. I didn't sign my name because I never do.
Hmm.
Because nobody ever looks. And that was it. I took the box home. Now, I guess you can fill in all the information online or you can do it over the phone. But my question is, if I decide I do not want to agree to this, well, we can track you, we can use it for, you know,
right,
determining whether you're speeding or anything else.
Right.
Do I get to return it?
Well, that'd be interesting to find out. I would rather doubt it. The way government normally works, you know, we're from the government. We're here to help you. Ha ha ha.
We're here to take your money.
Here to take the money and oppress you because that's what we like to do because we like power.
I just wonder if anybody has done that, whether or not they decided they didn't like it and just decided to not return it. Because what I thought I would do, since they asked you for all this information, such as driver's license, I thought I'd put down numerous because maybe my kids will be using it or I will be using it or my wife will be using it. And vehicle information, I don't know, because it could be any one of four different vehicles, actually five different vehicles.
Right, right. So well, I guess, but it has you have that transponder in the one vehicle, so I guess you only can buy, they probably don't allow you to, I don't know how portable the thing is, but.
It's just a little box, it's I mean,
it's a little box. So you can move from vehicle to vehicle, no problem.
Able to, I would think. I mean, I haven't even opened the box yet because, you know, I heard this conversation earlier.
Yeah, but does it have to be mounted or something like that? I don't know.
How would they know whether it had to be mounted? You just stick it in your windshield.
Yeah.
And
is that right? Okay. I mean, I don't.
So.
Again, I haven't bought the thing. I have absolutely no idea how it works, except I know you can, they can track you. And that's enough for me not to get it.
Well,
I will not get it because I just have.
Well,
I don't like to be tracked. I consider myself a free American.
Well,
I know
what I also hear about the people so far that the I-Pass lanes are now getting congested because everybody's using it to save the 40 cents. Makes you wonder if it's worth the 40 cents to bother with the damn thing, darn thing. just wondered. I'd like to know anybody who
40 cents. Well, now it's either 80 cents or a buck, right? If you decide that you don't want to be tracked.
Well, I think normal toll is 40 cents, and it doubles, so it must be 80.
80,
cents.
But on 355, it's 50 cents, so
okay,
it must be a buck there.
That could be. I never use that one, so. Actually, I never use the tollway anyways, just because my wife has to use it on occasion, because it's the only way she can get from one point to another without double-tracking through all kinds of towns or whatever. But,
well, the congestion, see, the main problem with the tollways is the toll booth really creates so much congestion. And there's got to be a better way of doing it than even, I mean, even
well,
with an anonymous I-Pass, I don't know if I'd like it, because you're still slowing down at these checkpoints.
Well, if you're talking about the free flow of traffic, then you do like what's supposed to be done 20 years ago when you get rid of the toll booth.
I would definitely get rid of the toll booth.
First of all,
as far as what they promised, they're supposed to be freeways. But I understand that if you make them freeways, then there's going to be more congestion. So I really don't have too much of a problem of paying, but there's got to be a better way than toll booths. And I have suggested in the past that we have just little stickers that if you want to ride the tollways, you pay $50 a year or whatever for the stickers on your license plate, and be more for truckers. And then there's no slowing down at toll booths.
Well,
no, and then if you're driving on the tollway without your sticker, then you can get a ticket.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but a few months ago, must have been 5 or 6 or 7 months ago, they had public hearings regarding people's questions about the I-Pass and this new billion-dollar program for expanding the tollways. If everybody and their brother decided, no, this is a stupid idea, we want to save our $5 billion, they're going to do it anyway. But I wrote in a question because they were only taking questions regarding certain things, but you could write into the tollway authority if you had questions outside of their preview of that day. And I said, okay, so I'll write one in and see if I get a response. So my question was, over the last 20 years that we have been paying tolls that we weren't supposed to be paying tolls, what was the cost of all of the toll takers and all of the toll collectors and the counters and all of this regarding, having the tolls, if we did not have all of that overhead?
Right.
What would have the cost been over the last 20 years?
That's an interesting question.
And, of course, it's been many months since, and, gee, I haven't gotten a response. Is that a surprise?
Unfortunately not.
So it makes you wonder, it's just a nice way of getting a bunch of patronage jobs for whoever happens to be in power at the time.
Absolutely.
But, hey, what can I say? That's just a different point of view. But, hey, have yourself a good one, and keep us informed about that seatbelt thing.
All righty. Dan, thanks for your call.
If it ever gets to court.
Yeah, well, I will definitely do that.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Give us a call. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. And we will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including school reform news, environment, and climate news, and the Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Ring. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Ring, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
We are back with Freedom Rings, and the phone number here is 847-931-1410. Here's your great opportunity to get on. We have an open phone bank right now, 847-931-1410, open line, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy. I would like to remind you to check out my website, freedomrings.net, www.freedomrings.net, essays, poetry, parodies. And also, you can order, CDs of the show online, right there at the website. Also, T-shirts, coffee mugs, and that sort of thing. Get some nice merchandise and promote Freedom Rings in the process. Please check us out. It's website's starting to look pretty good. All right, we do have John on the line. Hello, John.
Hi, Ken. I was wondering if you felt like you were a stingy country.
Because we're only giving $350 million to the aid of... I'd like to know where in the Constitution, where the Constitution provides that that Congress or the President, by edict, is authorized to give 1 cent to any kind of foreign aid.
Right.
It seems to me, and from what I've read of survivors, they're saying that it's the private organizations where they're actually getting help from, not the government agencies.
I think the only thing that the government could provide would be a little bit of infrastructure with regard to helicopters and
mm-hmm.
ships and things.
Mm-hmm.
But even that would be provided.
And who's going to get the problem? Who's ever going to, I mean, if you look at the past, who's going to get the aid anyway? Is it going to be go get to the people or not? You know, or is it...
Government aid doesn't get to the people, let's put it that way.
Well, yeah. Well, it hardly ever, right? So yeah, I guess I am. I guess I'm on that that score. I guess I'm just stingy and selfish. I'm sure that too. Remember we were joking last week about the tsunami being blamed on global warming, and if I was a joke, and you know, within the week, some idiot environmentalist from Great Britain actually came in.
Oh no.
And weighed in on it and said, yeah, indeed, this is global warming. So whatever happens, that's always the answer. If it's a drought, if it's a flood, if it's an earthquake, everything is caused by global warming. You know, ignore the fact that in the Middle Ages, Greenland was called Greenland because it was actually green.
Right.
And a lot warmer than what it is today, back in the Middle Ages. But we'll just ignore those facts, historical facts, because they don't fit into the Chicken Little junk science theory of the day or of the decade. Of course, you know.
Well, the junk science is being used to increase governmental intervention in everyone's lives, particularly Americans.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Kyoto Protocol only calls for, you know, the rich nations have to adhere to the protocol. But most of the nations don't. It's just a transference of wealth.
Right. It's, I think 17 nations have to toe the line, and China doesn't.
Well, there you go. So, I think finally they're starting to be some actual questioning of this whole global warming thing. You have author of Jurassic Park, help me out here, John.
Crichton,
who's, I guess he's written a recent novel that kind of poo-poos this whole idea and puts down, you know, back in the 1970s, it was where everybody's worried about the upcoming ice age.
That's
not everybody,
right.
The junk scientists were worried about upcoming ice age, and then you had Paul Ehrlich warning us about the population bomb, and now it's global warming, and all these things have been proven false, and global warming will be too, I mean, to the extent that man has caused any kind of global warming.
Right.
So...
But I would recommend to all your listeners to do what I did when I heard about the stingy comment, is to write the president and tell him that we should withdraw from the United Nations and use the dues money that we pay them, which is approximately half of their operating budget,
to aid
the victims of the tsunami.
There you go. I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. Yeah, I will hold my breath that we're ready to get out of the United Nations, but I think
it's real easy to write the president.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Yeah, imagine so. Imagine, I don't know, you know, who actually reads those things.
Oh, we must have a staff of thousands to read those.
Yeah.
Got to run. I got a long quotation. Thanks, John.
Sure enough.
This from Ayn Rand about her not being the mainstream or me, for example. I do not acknowledge or recognize such a concept as a mainstream of thought. That might be appropriate to a dictatorship, to a collectivist society in which thought is controlled, in which there exists a collective mainstream of slogans, not a thought. There is no such thing in America. There never was. However, I have heard that expression used for the purpose of barring from public communication any innovator, any nonconformist, anyone who has anything original to offer. I